of a woman who wants to make cities better. She's part of a movement called Tactical Urbanism, trying to change cities one little thing at a time. She's the latest focus of our series, Bound Breakers, about people who break through barriers to create change. Her name is Peggy O'Neill, and she's trying to get a dedicated bike lane near a Burlington, Vermont elementary school. But as Laurel Walmsley found on a recent trip there, she's hit some roadblocks.
When Peggy O'Neill first started pushing for the bike lane, she had just come back from Bogota, Colombia, the city that invented ciclovía, closing streets to cars and opening them to everything else.
It's the entire city, like avenues, huge avenues, open to bicycles, dogs, skateboard riders, rollerbladers, everything, not cars. So you have this privilege and priority in the streets.
She was fired up to bring some of Bogota's ideas to Burlington. Along with many others, O'Neill tried to get the city to approve the protected bike lane for a week, a day, or just an hour.
You know, every meeting I would go in just feeling like, okay, I'm optimistic. How can they say no? It's kids.
But that's exactly what happened.
It was incredibly discouraging.
We really wanted to say yes to it.
That's Moreau Weinberger, Burlington, Vermont's mayor. He says he wants Burlington to be the sort of place where citizens' energy can flourish, noting that city governments can be the instigators of tactical interventions, too. He points to New York City and the success that city had in remaking Times Square from a traffic-choked bottleneck into an incredibly popular pedestrian plaza. And New York started by just trying it out one Memorial Day weekend with some orange plastic barrels to reroute cars and lawn chairs to sit on. Part of Weinberger's vision is to make Burlington the best biking city on the East Coast.
But we got a long way to go to get there, and we think it will be accelerated if citizens are empowered to participate in that and help us do some of the work that's going to be necessary.
So the city created a tactical urbanism policy, making it easier to greenlight projects like O'Neill's. And it published a 50-page tactical urbanism guide, offering ideas for projects citizens might propose, from curb extensions that shorten pedestrian crossings to wayfinding signs that make it easier to explore the city. I met up with Brendan Hogan, another advocate for the bike lane, at Open Streets, Burlington's now annual, much smaller version of Ciclovía. People of all ages biked past us, on a mile and a half of streets closed to cars. O'Neill and her family were there, making pedal-powered smoothies on the back of a bike.
There you go.
Hogan said the city's new efforts felt like a victory, even though he didn't get everything he wanted.
The city, I think, was not ready for a bunch of citizens proposing changes to their streets, lay people without civil engineering degrees.
But Hogan says it laid the groundwork for doing this kind of thing in the future. And for advocates like Jason Van Dreisch, deputy director of the Vermont walking and biking nonprofit Local Motion, unsanctioned methods still have an appeal.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that I have at times been sorely tempted to just go out with a can of spray paint and paint a white line on the street. But my better self remembers that if I want something permanent, I need to be strategic.
As Burlington and other cities adopt the scrappy tactics of their citizens, they'll need to show that they can make good on tactical urbanism's original principles, to move faster, try new things, and not be afraid to fail. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Walmsley in Burlington, Vermont.